go ahead and call the cash mosquito abatement board trustees meeting to order. February 27th, 2025 at 7 PM. Representing Cornish.
Sarah Bradley, clerk.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Paul James Hiram.
Gregory Shannon Nibley.
Dave Gavin, Hyde Park.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
Gregory B. Newton.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
David Willamalaga.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Brian Myers, Mendon.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Ned Simper, Lewiston.
Wade Campbell, Smithfield.
Dick Goods, Providence.
Okay, thank you and welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Paul James, I move we adopt it as written.
Gregory Shannon, second.
We have a motion and second. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We're in new trustees.
Richmond one is not here, and then Dave's had ended, so we need to swear you back in.
Swear back in, huh?
Yep.
Swear back in.
You can swear back in.
Better do it before you sign them checks.
Yeah, that's true. The big one right here.
That one is. All right, repeat after me. Hold up your hand. I,
David Gavin.
Having been appointed to the office.
Having been appointed to the office.
Of Cache Mosquito Abatement District Trustee.
Of Cache Mosquito Abatement District Trustee.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
I feel like we should
review and approve minutes from January 23rd, 2025 meeting.
Wade Campbell make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes from January 23rd, 2025.
Thank you. Go ahead, here a second.
Brian Myers, Mendon, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay. I'm not sure what this means. Public budget hearing date 2025.
So we got to set a date for the public budget hearing. So
the annual budget.
The annual public where we present our budget.
We always do that.
I thought the county gave us that.
They give us two options.
Oh.
And then if those two options are taken, then.
So what's the option? Oh, we get to give them two
we
options.
We get to give them two options.
Oh, okay.
What's our.
Is that that's not the.
We're going to do that in November, right?
So is that. Do we want to do it in plan for
and
November
do the
then?
Final in December.
And then.
Is that what we always do?
Yeah.
We've done it in October before, too,
so
I think.
Thought October.
We can do it October.
Ratify it in November and approve it in December.
October 23rd. For one.
That's why I put the calendar
November
so we can see.
November 13th.
Doesn't there have to be a 6-week period between the public hearing and the final vote on it?
Sure. Yes. I don't.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, October 23rd will work.
So for our first choice, do October 23rd then, and then our second choice, do November.
Well, that won't give you 6 weeks.
Christmas Day.
Just
October
do it.
1st.
Give them October 30th for the sake.
Okay.
Yeah.
And both times 7? So that way
that's
we can just
say.
Yeah.
Do the public hearing and then move right into our.
So what were the dates we're looking at?
23rd and the 30th of October.
It's October. 23rd in October.
I think for our second choice, we ought to send them like October 1st.
That'd be great.
They'd probably write back and say, yeah.
And then at 7 p.m.
Let's see if they read it anyway. What date? On the 2nd, on the 30th?
Yeah.
That 5th Thursday.
We're good. Because the annual conference is the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
So. Oh, and then we'll be back the 30th. Okay. That.
Hopefully we'll just get the 23rd and we'll have to worry.
And then we don't have to worry about it. Okay.
Okay.
I will get that cemented.
Covered?
Yep.
If we do, maybe we could move that meeting. If we have to move it, we could move our meeting to that 30th.
True. We'll just see what Diana says once I submit our dates.
Then you wouldn't have to pay for us twice.
It's true.
Everything is ordered. I have Monday morning, I sent out 4 emails to the 4 different vendors and spent $160,000, so for all the products, but they will not ship them until either spring break or June, but they have them ordered. The reason I ordered, especially the larvicide, is Adapco has an early ordering program. If you buy so many things, you get free product, and so I took advantage of that, so we're getting 20 bags of free product on top of it. So somewhere we're paying for it, but
yeah.
But anyway,
makes the total cost low.
It does.
Yeah.
The ATVs I picked up yesterday, they're nice and black. They're black. They're nice and shiny black, but they're pretty machines. But yeah, they're. The last one came in on Wednesday, and so those came. The handhelds, I got the new handhelds and the new phones that will be used. They're the high quality, not indestructible, because apparently you can't run them over with a vehicle. Destructible, but the handhelds are smaller, and we can use them as a telephone as well, so they'll be dual, what we talked about last fall, but they're dual purpose for the larviciders, and then the bigger ones, they'll only be in the trucks for fogging, so I should be able to carry them on instead of rotating them sooner, because they're being used in both places. My goal is to keep them a little bit longer down the road, so it'll save us some money, but those are they're here, and then I won't turn them on until probably May. So that will save us money on the telephone bill as well. But other than that, still cold outside, so we're good.
So what are we fogging with?
Same as last year, we're doing
Alathion.
Control and Alathion. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, and I did order the new fogger as well. Forgot to put that down. So, and he will come, and as soon as we call him, he'll come and put that in for us and train and everything on that. So that will be taken care of.
Okay.
What kind of fogger are you using these days?
Yamaha Grizzly, the same one we've stayed with. It's got the independent suspensions. And they're cheaper than the Hondas, and they've been really good four wheelers for us.
Okay, clerk's report.
A few things: deposit your checks that I handed out, and then the few who weren't here from our last meeting. There are some forms that I need you to sign. If you would sign those, I know Craig, you weren't here last meeting. Wade, if you'd sign those in your packet and just had it to me at the end of the meeting, that'd be great. Other than that, that's all I got.
Okay. Did you approve bills?
So talking to Craig Hidalgo, he said he wanted to give a view of what our operating budget is. So it's not negative. I flipped the numbers, so ignore the negative sign. We're in the positive. But you just we're taking our PTAF minusing what's in our Zions Bank, and that's what our operating budget is. because things are flowing and ebbing. So then just our overall bills is our personnel, payroll, administration, phones. You can see the cost of the chemicals right there. We got a few things for the building and then maintenance for that.
Half of that maintenance building is one of our gates was not working, and we did everything we could to figure out what it was, but we couldn't. So I had to call Arrow, and I did not realize them just showing up was $270. So that's why half of that is that.
So where are they at?
They're here in Logan. But they're the ones who put it on the gates and the fences I thought, now I know what it is. It was just a battery within one of the gate openers that was creating a code that if I would have just known that and changed the battery out, it would cost $5. But now I know.
Now we know.
Exactly. But yeah, I got that. I was thinking, I knew it was going to be a service call. I thought, you know, 100, 150. Yeah, it's $265. Like, thanks. They did tighten the chains for me and everything too, but my goodness. So yeah, that's where half of that came from.
And then the new fogger, and then we got a payment for one of our truck leases.
Let's go back, Sierra.
Yes.
That is up there at the financial snapshot. That's the actual PTIF savings account, which is what's really in our savings if you take out our operating budget. So that's the actual PTIF savings. We got $72,000 that we could, if something came up, we've got some coverage there.
So that is our rainy day.
That's what we want to see grow so we can pay off the building sooner. So that's the actual PTIF savings.
That's money we got in the bank, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand the minus there.
Your PTIF, it's not. It's
She's
just,
got
it's
them
a plus.
Backwards.
I got them backwards.
It should have been
Excel or whatever.
PTIF minus. The Zions checking is our operating budget. So it's expenses. Well, it's not the operating. Our operating budget is in our PTIF savings. So we want to take the Zions checking, which what we transfer over to pay bills and everything, and make sure we show what's actually there.
But is that the bank account's balance, $314,000?
Right, as of right this morning, yes.
So we have basically $700,000 in reserves.
Because the Zions really fluctuates between, because it's going to deplete real fast when that chemical check gets cashed.
That's why I don't understand why that number is even there.
Okay, 386 is what we have in PTIF. That's the total asset win. Okay, the PTIF contains our operating budget. So that's why I wanted this on here, so people don't do exactly what you're doing, thinking we have $700,000 that we don't. Because the checking account, it all got to be covered through our PTIF. See what I'm saying?
No.
So if you subtract the Zions from the PTIF.
Because to pay a bill, she pays it out of the checking account, not out of the PTIF.
She transfers it from PTIF to the checking.
I've had to. Especially when the loan payment comes through,
there,
I have to transfer.
Trying to say. What you're seeing there is bills that haven't come through yet. When they come through, that number goes down.
So like a month ago, there was $700,000, but she took $314,000 and put it in the checking because that's our bills.
That number is going to be a lot lower by next month, and it might make a little bit more sense.
It's spent. It's there. The checks just haven't come back.
She's had to move it from our PTIF to cover those checks, which will, that's our operating
budget.
That's
fine. I understand, but it just is confusing.
Okay. Anything else? You want to entertain for a motion?
Paul James, I move that we pay the bills.
What? Wade Campbell, I'll second it.
Motion second, is there any discussion or further questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Anything that we need on the agenda for next month? Other thing for motion to adjourn?
Wade Campbell, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Joe Archer, I second this.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed.
It's almost a record.
It's about twice.